In Indonesia, international relief organizations are adjusting to a government mandate that foreign workers in Aceh province be accompanied at all times by soldiers. The travel restrictions were imposed yesterday in the northern region of the island of Sumatra, the area hardest hit by the tsunami that killed more than 100,000 people in Indonesia. The government said relief workers needed protection from rebels in the area. NPR's Adam Davidson joins us from Banda Aceh, the provincial capital. Adam, tell us how these restrictions are working. Do you have someone minding you all the time?
Well, in the city of Banda Aceh and the city of Mulabo, we can still travel freely. Foreigners are allowed to travel freely. But the second you leave the borders of those cities, you're supposed to first ask permission from the foreign ministry. They then take your request to the military. The military decides if you're allowed to go wherever it is you want to go. And if you are, the military will go first, clear the area, and then escort you to the area. So the second you leave Banda Aceh or Mulabo, you will be under military escort at all times.
Is this true for relief workers as well as journalists and others who are there?
The rule applies to all foreigners here. UN agencies were specifically mentioned, relief workers and journalists.
I would think that would make it very complicated to actually get relief out to people, or maybe the Indonesian military is so efficient that things are running well under this process.
It's a little too soon to see how it's going to slow things down. Surprisingly, some relief agencies welcomed the move. For example, World Vision, a Christian relief agency here, said that they think it'll help coordinate efforts. But the United Nations and others have expressed great concern that this will slow down effort tremendously, particularly if there's a crisis that appears somewhere. If one needs to wait a day or 2 days or 3 days to get permission to go there, it just might be too late when you show up.
Adam, did the rebels there in the area, in the Aceh province, provide any kind of threat to foreigners who were there? Did it seem dangerous to be out in the countryside?
On the contrary, I haven't spoken to a single foreigner who expressed anything other than complete comfort at working both in the cities and out in the countryside. GOM officials, the Free Aceh Movement that is fighting the civil war, their officials have declared a ceasefire right after the tsunami, and there have been a few reports of GOM rebels fighting with Indonesian military, very few, and there's one report of GOM rebels kidnapping an Indonesian doctor. But there have been no reports that I've heard of that they have done anything against foreigners here. They welcome them, and they know that the foreign relief workers are here to help the Acehnese people.
The U.S. military is also there helping in the relief effort. Are U.S. military forces required to be accompanied by Indonesian soldiers as well?
That's not clear yet, though on the same day that the rule came down, the Indonesian military did ask that all U.S. military forces here not carry any weapons and not set up permanent base stations here. That, in other words, the Marines and Navy troops who are helping the relief effort should go back to the aircraft carrier USS Abraham Lincoln and sleep there at night. And the U.S. Marines and the Navy accommodated that request, and at the Indonesian government's request, have significantly scaled down their operation here.
These rebels who call themselves the GOM, Adam, give us some background. How long have they been operating in Aceh province and in Sumatra, and what is it? What are their goals?
They've been fighting the Indonesian government for almost 30 years. It's at times been a very low-scale civil war. It's actually heated up quite a bit in the last couple years. Their goal is simply the separation of Aceh province from Indonesia. They want Aceh to be its own country and feel that the Indonesian army is just one more in a long line of occupiers here. Aceh actually has a very long history of fighting occupiers, including the Dutch. And in many Acehnese minds, the Indonesians are just another foreign occupying force. In the past 2 years, the Indonesian military has launched a major offensive against GOM rebels. And it seems that the Indonesian military was just getting the upper hand right when the tsunami struck. So there is a feeling that for GOM rebels, the relief effort, the fact that there are many journalists here who might learn the Acehnese people's story, might be a very good thing for the movement. It might actually save the movement that was close to being crushed by the Indonesian military.
NPR's Adam Davidson in Banda Aceh, Indonesia. Adam, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex.